same page, working. Let's go crank it out. Let's make it happen.
Yeah. And the same thing with him and Elena. You know. Yeah. And I was listening to Gary, and you know, he appreciates his wife just allowing him the time.
Yeah.
Without question, you know.
Yep.
So you definitely need that kind of yin yang partnership deal.
Where it all works.
So I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name, and you are listening to the Get Uncomfortable podcast show, and I'm sitting here with the one and only legendary. Can I say legendary, man?
I think you can.
Yeah,
say
I'm going to say legendary. You know, I'm with my business partner. I am with my business partner, James Flanagan, an attorney, a federal attorney. A federal attorney and my friend. Is the mic on, Siobhan?
I have to make sure.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what we were just talking about.
No, that's exactly it.
So James Flanagan comes to visit me for the first time, and people are freaking like, what do you mean? You're just seeing your business partner for the first time. So I figured it's going to be awesome to get you on a show and you know, and explain how we came to meet, what you thought of, what was kind of risky or scary? How'd you have to get uncomfortable? Let them know a little bit about your background and what you see Comfort Killers as.
Absolutely wonderful. Love being here. Love the podcast, Stacey. Yeah, love being in Philadelphia. Really excited being up here. Flew up yesterday. Been absolutely beautiful here. Been seeing the town, seeing the folks.
Yeah.
And they've been taking me around, but... Yes, first time I've actually met Stacey face to face. Absolutely insane.
How long ago has it been for us? At least 10, 11
months, possibly.
Yeah, 11 months.
We've been communicating, of course.
Yeah.
Email and Skype and phone and all that type of stuff. But I think at the first time I met her, you know, she was doing great, great things on Twitter.
Yeah.
And it just blew me away. You know, I remember you were saying you were so positive and you're so happy on Twitter and making things happen. And on top of that, you had a plan to make things happen and actually have a plan of action. You weren't just getting uncomfortable, going crazy. You actually wanted to do something.
Yeah.
You wanted to do something. That really attracted me right away.
Change the world, I believe, you know. And when you met me so early on, I believe it was, you know, beginning of March 2016.
Yes.
And, you know, it was all about this life-changing. Like, I really opened up to the world, and I said, you know what? I'm going to have to be the change that I want to see. And that's when you found me, when I was being the change I wanted to see. Now, what attracted you? I know it was a Twitter.
Absolutely insane. So there's a lot of people on Twitter, a lot of people on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'll take this back. You know, I'm all big into... My thing is self-improvement. I read tons of books, just like you, Stacey.
Yeah.
Try to find that key to unlock all of life's greatness.
Yes.
And, you know, you go online and there's a bunch of people out there and they're all saying kind of similar things. But there was something special about you right at the get-go. And people don't know this. People are probably just getting to know me right now. I'm a pretty conservative guy. And I mean that in terms of... At the time, I'm pretty risk averse. So talking to someone I didn't know online, that is weird for me. I'm not the most adventurous guy at that time in my life. But there was something special about Stacey. Something special, I think, about the entire brand Comfort Killers. I was like, I got to be a part of this somehow. I just want to be around people like this.
Well, you know what's so funny is that you reached out to me on Twitter. You said, hey, you know, love to talk to you, see what you're doing, love what you're doing. And at that time, I had a few posts on thecomfortkillers.com. I was blasting Twitter.
Yeah.
I was doing my thing. And so we spoke to each other. You called me one night. I was at the resource center.
Right.
And you said, hey, you know, how could I be a part of it? I love it. It's great. Yeah, I love your articles. I just read this one. And I said, okay, you know, that's great. I couldn't put my finger on it. Like, okay, I guess you just wanted to say it was great. And then we got off of that call. It was just, hey, I know this guy named James.
Yes.
And that he's watching my stuff and he loves my stuff.
Yes.
Then you called again. You said, really, Stace, how can I be a part of it? How can I help?
Yes.
And that just took me to a whole new level.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I got to tell from my perspective, first time, I'm not a big fan of terms of calling people I don't know on the phone. So it took a little guts to get pick up the phone and be like, hey, I'm going to call this woman from multiple states away. I'm going to give her a call. And then to do it a second time.
Yes.
You know, I was just so addicted the first time, first phone call. I thought, hey, there's something special about her. I'm going to call her again.
Right. So you called me the second time and pretty much... You know, now I understand what you mean.
Right, right.
And it is because you wanted to do more within the company.
Yes.
Now, what did you think that I was going to say? Like, how did you think we were going to handle that? What was your goals in that call?
Well, you know, Mike, it's one of those things where I have a habit of tending to overthink, worry too much a lot of times, at least at that time. And I was thinking I had a game plan of...
Yeah.
Here are my five bullet points I'm going to talk to Stacy about.
Yeah.
And this is better. I'm going to do this and that. As a lawyer, that's the way that I think.
Right.
Going forward, trying to build a case.
Of course.
And
discovery,
then
right?
Discovery. And, yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And for me, then, at a certain point, I thought, you know what? I'm just going to have to take action. I don't know where this is going to go. I don't know what exactly being part of the company. I'd like to help out. I just have to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to make that second, third phone call, whatever it was, to make it happen.
Yeah.
But my God, it was scary initially because I wasn't following my game plan.
Right.
I was just doing it. It was
so
bad.
Let me ask you, because for me,
you
know, coming up in other companies that I've started, you learn to be overprotective of the company.
Yes.
You learn that, I mean, you know, I was big into the hip hop game, right?
Yeah.
Where you learned about the record labels always dishing dirt on the artist. And,
right.
You know, so you learn to hold your music, like your royalty and your music. You don't want to give that up. And that was brought over into the companies that I owned. One being a clothing brand.
Yeah.
So, you know, I gave a little to no leverage in that clothing brand to other people.
Right.
It was just like, this is my thing. But what was different about our conversation is that I knew that there had to be a change. I knew there had to be a different mindset, different actions around building this new thing. So I think that's why I said, well, what do you mean?
Right. Right.
And I opened that up.
Yeah, you opened it up. You said, hey, how do you want to be involved? What do you want to do? And
yes.
I remember, and I think recently you posted one of my first articles onto the Great Comfort Killers website.
Yes.
And I remember rereading that just recently, and it's like, oh, I really appreciate Stacy this and that. And to actually be a part, to actually start writing and then get financially involved and having these discussions on building the brand.
Yes.
It's been a dream come true.
Yes.
Dream come true. I couldn't have found a
but
better
partner.
But it must
have been scary because, like, I mean, I'm a million words away.
Yes.
Right? I remember one time you called, you're like, hey, listen, you know, got a girl and my girl's saying, my girl's saying, hey, you know, let's just make sure we, you know, she's real. Because I could have been a catfish, right?
You could have been anybody. You could have been someone in Russia. You could have been, it would have been absolutely terrible. You would have had no doubt about that.
Right, I could have been a someone
yeah,
in
and
Russia.
I remember, so girlfriend was like, so Elaine was like, yeah, you know, you gotta find out about her. You know, you don't know exactly who she is.
Yes.
And it's true. Like, you could have been anybody.
Yeah.
So overcoming that fear, and for me, like I said, I tend to be a pretty conservative guy in some ways. I kind of, being an attorney, honest truth, I think the worst of people. But something with you in terms of, hey, I got to overcome that fear. I got to go past that.
Mm.
I got to take the chance, roll the dice a little bit. So.
Well, I think that, you know, I believe because where I was coming from in my own life, where I was trying to build the most trust back.
Yeah.
That I was open to understanding where you were coming from. And I needed that too. I needed that person to say, you know what? I trust Stacy.
Yeah.
So anytime you call, hey, here, what do you need? What do you need? What do you need? And it became this two-way thing where you were trying to trust more and I was trying to be trusted more. So that affinity worked out great for us. So, I mean, you know, this is the first time I got our Facebook Live going.
If
you just want to wave. Yeah.
Hey.
So, James Flanagan is here. I love you. I got the bottle right there.
Yeah.
James Flanagan is here. And we've been business partners. We started this. We, you know, are very early in the creation phase of the Comfort Killers.
Right.
You come along. Now, what do you see the Comfort Killers as? When you first seen it, you went to the website.
Went to the
you
website.
Worked on the... Was it the T-shirt? Or did you even go back to the logo?
I think we were talking about the logo initially. Yeah. We were going all through the logo and looking specifically at the logo. I thought, hey, you got an eye for creative design. I immediately as a marketing advertising guy back in college, I love the whole idea of coming up with a brand. But even more so, I like the fact that Comfort Killers applies to everything. It applies to everything. I mean, you have the financial folks out there that are saying, hey, make millions on the phone. You have people that are saying, hey, let's do this online.
Yeah.
All great things. God bless.
Yes.
But what you're saying is, hey, let's do a little bit better each day. What scares you each day and trying to find a way to go past
it? I love that.
It's
I love
huge.
It. I identified every area of my life that I could have done a little bit more. I needed to get uncomfortable in.
Yeah.
Fitness, health, you know, just even my personality, my relationships, building my character. Every day I found a little bit more. And it is on personal development. It's on the larger scale
right.
of life.
Right.
Health, wealth, and happiness.
Yeah.
It's not just financial. It's not just fitness. It's not. It's all of that.
It's everything.
Because we build better people. We're creating a better world here at the Comfort Killers.
It's a definite movement.
Yes.
And I remember at the very beginning thinking that, hey, this is a movement. In a lot of ways, unfortunately, in society, it's countercultural.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there that don't want to participate, that don't want to necessarily break free of that comfort.
Right.
They're terrified.
Terrified.
Absolutely terrified.
Yep.
I know I was. I'm sure you were at a certain point. Absolutely terrified.
Yeah. So now you go away for some time and you leave me to building this thing
yes,
up.
Yes, yes.
What are you thinking?
Oh, I'm blown away. You know, I'm back. I'm excited. And we got all... I mean, look at this. Absolutely. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible stuff.
This is one of one... jersey. This is a hoodie, right? A hoodie.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of one for my business partner. Hey, this is awesome. If you haven't already, this is for my folks on Facebook Live. If you haven't already, jump online, thecomfortkillers.com. Get yourself one of these. Unfortunately, as it turns out, this is one of one, but the t-shirts we have full in stock,
oh.
right?
Oh.
Yeah.
T-shirts, and you see a lot of people on Facebook sporting those t-shirts.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's really, you're saying to the world, you're saying, hey, look, I'm sick of being afraid of life.
Yes.
I'm sick of being average. I'm sick of doing all of that. I want to get beyond that. And it's right in your face. So I wear my t-shirt with pride and people come up to me. Yeah, what's that about? You know, I try to find ways to conquer fear on a daily basis. That's what Comfort Killer is all about.
Well, I love when we went to the gym this morning.
Yes.
And you're like, yeah, I'm going to go take a jog. You know,
yes.
Usually my jogs are between 10 and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And you were just going. I think you were at 9.0
yeah.
temp, and the you were going for like 25
right.
minutes. I mean, gone.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm thinking, what's going through his mind?
Oh yeah. So I'm thinking, like, you know, anytime you're out running or you're out pushing it, for me is overcoming, killing the comfort of the physical body. You're talking about your legs. You're talking about your lungs. But more so for me, killing that emotional comfort in your mind, because you're thinking about, oh, I wish I was on the couch.
Right.
I wish I was watching TV, whatever it would be.
Yes.
And no, you're saying, hey, I'm on the treadmill. I'm going to push forward. I'm going to do those miles. I'm going to get it done.
Right. And of course, I really look up to you in a lot of ways. How has being a federal attorney,
right.
how do you tie the two together? Do you use some of the skills of being an attorney here with us? Or?
Well, I got to say that it really, becoming an attorney, you had to have years of law school, years of doing the bar and all of that type of stuff.
Yes.
You had to think of a bigger goal. So
yes.
I remember sticking through, going through law school, going through those classes,
yes.
thinking, my God, I'm spending tons of money. Where am I ultimately going?
Right.
And writing down what those goals were of what you wanted to do, so essential. Because each day, it's what the Comfort Killers are all about. Each day is not going to be fun.
Yes.
It's really not. And when people promise that it is going to be fun, it's not going to be fun. You got to go and you got to grind. You got to go and you got to have a plan. And I think that's, you know, with law and anything else that I experienced, you work up. And for those, you work on a daily basis for those grand victories
right.
at the end.
So, I mean, we were sitting here, we're going through our whole year.
Yeah.
We have a business meeting. Now it's an annual business meeting.
Right, right.
And you come with all sorts. Now you get to actually see beautiful things like this.
Oh.
And, you know, you get to see this, and you get to see the workspace and,
yes,
and the offices, the whole thing.
Whole deal, yeah.
And where do you think we're going from now? I mean, we spoke about it, but yeah. I'd like to get your end game.
Yeah, so the end game is that we're going to continue to blow it up and really focus on the fact that, hey, look, Comfort Killers applies to every part of your life, yes. You know?
And it's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. So, I mean, you got this, you got the Comfort Killers, right? And on the back, 360 degrees, looking around your life. Hey, how can you improve? So we are going to advance in this next coming year. We're going to attack everything.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about fitness. We're going to be talking about nutrition. We're going to be talking about education.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about the finances. And you won't get that anywhere else.
Right.
You just won't. People yes. are going to do that. They have their cute little shows that do good things
yes.
In one area.
Yes.
But we're spiritual people. We hit multiple areas. We
right.
have to hit multiple
right.
areas. And that's Comfort Killers is all going to
because
be
it is the
that.
Movement.
It's the movement.
So you go there for the entire scope of life.
Entire scope, yes.
I love that.
It's
I agree with
scope.
It. I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
And as we're mapping out 2017, and I hope a lot of businesses are doing this, if you own a business, sit with your people and
right.
make sure you're mapping out. And we're looking at the whiteboard. You guys can't see it, but we're mapping out 2017, and we're already at quarter four of 2017.
Yeah, yeah.
And we know exactly the points that we have to hit
yeah.
To get here. Now, GCTV, a lot of people, they love us on Grant Cardone TV.
Yeah, without a doubt.
10X Growth Con, they love us. Grant Cardone loves us. Robert Sislo loves us.
Yeah.
What could we provide even more in that space? What do you think we're going to do in that arena now? Because we have entrepreneurs, sales. I mean, these guys are they're pounding the pavement, sales guys.
Oh, yeah.
Insurance, car dealership, business, B2B, B2C, C2C.
Oh, yeah.
They're even C2C, man. Hey, welcome to the chat, guys.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. It's, you know, Grant Cardone has such a beautiful, beautiful platform there.
Yes.
And you, during this past year, you've taken full advantage of it in
yes.
terms of getting the message out.
Yes.
I think as we encourage people out there to be part of that message, to go on GCTV with us.
Yes.
It's going to be huge.
We've been doing a great job at that.
Yeah.
I believe that taking people like Rich Sutton, Martin Matthews,
yeah.
And a couple that you're going to see now.
Yes.
And it's just this never ending. We're bringing people inside the network
yes.
in a space that they're likely to appreciate. And we're opening the doors. Like there's a few people that I see on GCTV, but no one's doing it
that's
better
exactly
than us
right.
as bringing people in and giving them that space because they're doing great things outside of that.
Yeah.
Rick Lawson. I mean, these guys, you know, now they have the platform Uncomfort Killers. I
yes.
think Comfort Killers opens up people's eyes where it's like, oh man, I just do this little thing over here. Oh, no, the Comfort Killer says you're great because you do it every day consistently. Come on this show.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I mean, we're really validating tons of people.
Yeah.
People that go on the Comfort Killers on GCTV, that's instant validation right around. Because we do our background, we do our checks, and there's been some people in which you're like, hey, I don't want to interview them.
Yep.
I don't want to deal with that
yes.
person because he's not a Comfort Killer, not
yep.
at that level.
Right.
So if you can get on Stacey's show, that's huge.
Yes.
That's absolutely
yep.
huge. And you get on her show and you get on GCTV, that's another layer.
And it adds value to everyone that's on my show.
It's absolutely huge value.
Yeah.
And then you get on the website. It's just you're connecting with all these different people. And people love the concept of the Comfort Killers. To get associated with that, it's a proven entity right there.
Yeah, I agree. So now that we've finally met and and this is
it's crazy.
I love it though because
yeah.
it broke some fear in
yes.
both of our
yeah.
in both of our spaces. And
that's
we're always
true.
Talking about get uncomfortable. So it's something I actually met your girlfriend, Elaine.
You did.
Way before I met you.
You did
in Atlanta.
Yes. Yes, that was funny. And talking about partnerships and talking about people that are in for the long haul.
Yes.
Elaine, so I was gone, busy with business, out of the country for a while. And I remember you guys were coming to Atlanta. She's down there. And I said, hey, can you meet up? Can
yeah.
you meet up?
Yeah.
And Elaine's like, hey, I don't know these people from anybody. Like, I've never met them at all. Like,
yeah.
she didn't even have a phone conversation.
Right.
And but you know, being that good partner, being a girlfriend in this case,
yes,
she's like, hey, I'll meet them. I've heard they're good people. Yes. I think they're going to help you, help the comfort killers, help everything.
Yes.
So she took the chance to go and meet you guys.
Oh, my God. And of course, she had to get uncomfortable
she
as well.
She had to get very uncomfortable with
I mean, for real
yeah.
uncomfortable.
I mean, you could have been absolutely crazy with that, without a doubt.
Again, catfish status.
Oh, without a doubt. The whole thing could have been terrible.
Oh, my God. I'm glad it worked out. So you had... So there's some kind of innate intuition, gut feeling that must have came across.
Yes.
Explain that feeling to me, because... We've dealt with slime balls.
Yeah.
We could kind of see it when they look us in their eyes. They don't even have to look. We can see a picture and know that they're slime balls.
Yes.
And a lot of people are on the internet. They're doing business on the internet. And then you're dealing with people all across different
right.
platforms.
Right.
How did you know?
I think it really comes down to promises and the work ethic.
Mm.
So if someone's out there and someone's promising the world without following up with the work ethic, without saying that it's going to be difficult, the entire premise of the comfort killers is that, hey, you got to put in the time now. You
yeah.
got to make things difficult
yes.
now. And that eliminates probably 99% of the internet. Because
yeah.
in the internet, it's fancy. Technology and all this stuff. It'd
yeah.
be easy. Just
yeah.
do these things and you'll make thousands of dollars
right.
a week.
Put them in the funnel. Funnel goes over here.
Right.
You
and
know,
it's all this.
I you know what?
Scenes.
I never respected the slime ball kind of ways to do business. I like,
yeah.
I think me and you agree on that.
Yes.
Where we like businesses that have value
ethics.
And they have
yeah.
ethics and they have culture behind it.
Yeah.
And that's why we're thinking about HQ.
Yes.
Because I know everyone wants to be online, but
yeah.
there's something special about a handshake.
Yeah.
About looking me in the face and really talking
mm-hmm.
business and not on a Skype call.
No, it's that personal connection. And it's what the Comfort Killers is all about, having
yeah.
those personal, strong connections
yeah.
that you're it's not just someone on the internet.
Right.
It's not a random post on Reddit or whatever
yeah.
it is. It is the follow-up, it's the personal connection, it's the pat on the back, it's, hey, let's move forward, the eye-to-eye contact.
You know, it's these awesome thank you cards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's all of this. So when we talk about an HQ,
beautiful.
That's it right there, right? You know what? Let's show them this because I don't think they saw this. Hey, Dustin, you know, just a quick hello. I got James Flanagan here, the other half of the Comfort Killer. Comfort Killers right here.
Hey, how are you?
First time meeting him. Here's the wristband here. CK360.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Look at this.
It's the detail in business that I love.
Yes.
And if you guys could see that, mini Comfort Killers all over the place. Because we take the time to add value.
Oh, without a doubt.
Say hello.
Yes.
We take the time to say, I see what you did last week. Keep it up.
Yes.
We take the time to purchase someone, a hustler, a comfort killer.
Comfort killer right there.
A comfort killer. We take the time to purchase and read these comfort
yes.
killers material. We take the time to ask you to contribute to the website.
Yes.
We take the time to visit you. I
yes.
mean, people think that, you know, you can just, it's everything to just close the door and go visit someone. It costs money.
Oh, yes.
People think that I float everywhere. I don't float anywhere. You know, the way that I'm working, it seems like I'm floating. But at the end of the day, this costs money, costs time, it costs energy, it costs
yes.
resources. But that's what we're willing to pay the price now, so we could pay the price
yeah.
later.
Yeah. No, and you're talking about caring about people. You're
yes.
talking about the Comfort Killer family. And really, I think that, you know, we're trying to hit exactly why I was connected with Stacy right away. I think it is that sense of caring, that sense of being a part of a movement, part of that Comfort Killer family, is so attractive to me.
Yeah, my calls are coming through. That's fine. Let it break up. But yeah, well, as you were saying.
No, it's just, it's so attractive. It's so attractive because most people, and it's good to earn. Hey, Comfort Killers, at the end of the day, you're going to earn tons of money. You're going to work hard because you're going to find a company, crush your goals and earn that money. But more so than that, it's all about being a spiritual person, getting yourself right, getting yourself all good.
Yeah.
And having that family, having that movement that you can lean on.
Yeah. And I think, and I think we had that big shoulder that people could lean on.
Yeah.
There's a few people that, that write for us now.
Yes.
And they cannot stop sending me emails about the opportunity that they've been giving.
Yeah.
And that's what we're aiming to do is if you're following the steps that you proclaim that you're following.
Yeah.
Because just like I said, I'm doing this thing.
Yeah.
But if I didn't do it, then I would be a sucker. Like I would be lying to myself. So there's a lot of people lying to themselves, so we put them through a vetting system.
Yes.
The first form of vetting is if you want it, do it.
Yeah.
And action speaks louder than tweets.
Yes.
Action speaks louder than Facebook statuses.
Yep.
Action is the actual doing and the end result being a product or something tangible, an article. Yeah. So we put them through that vetting process, and when people really follow through is when we say, okay, you are a comfort killer, but it's consistent.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be consistent. Yeah. I think that's what you saw more than anything, is that every week there was something else. Day, there was something else. And I'm telling you, it's just that actionable steps, the crazy, massive action that I think Grant Cardone is talking about.
Yeah.
But I really put it to, and it's not 2 months, not 2 weeks. It's a year of just crazy, massive action.
Taking massive action, without a doubt. You know, in the legal field, people, you know, we have lawyers that just run their mouths the entire time. It's talking. Hey, you get paid per word.
Yeah.
But there's no actual product that actually comes about.
Right.
And the fact that, you know, someone like Stacy, so we other great comfort killers on our website, you're turning out products.
Yes.
You're turning out actual articles. You're taking the time to do the research on an actual subject.
Yes.
That means so much more than, hey, running around and, whoa, look at me, I'm a comfort killer. Yeah. Okay, well, what have you done today?
What have you done today?
Yes. What action have you taken?
Oh,
what
my
physical
God.
Physical action have you taken?
Yeah, yeah. And, so it's, and it starts off with something as simple as getting your fitness in.
Yo, without a
doubt. So, did you know that we were going to go to the gym this morning?
I did not.
Yeah, so last night, what did I say?
Oh, so last night, it was funny. You were dropping me off, and you're like, yeah, gym today, 6:30. I'm like, okay, where's that? Where are we going with that? Yeah, she's like, yeah, I'll pick you up, 6:30. Let's hit up the gym. I said, okay, let's rock and roll.
That's it.
Let's rock and roll.
That's it, because nothing is supposed to change your routine.
Yes.
You understand? If you have a routine,
without
and I know you do too.
I do, yeah.
I'm only, and comfort killers understand that.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm like, hey, we can't sit down and have breakfast because it was going to waste too much time.
Yes.
We need to go.
Yeah.
So we're always concerned about where is our time going.
Yeah.
And the value of our time.
Yeah.
So as we look through the next year of the comfort killers, and I touched a little bit on headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be huge.
Oh, it's exciting. It's exciting.
It's going to be the we're gonna step away from the entire world.
Yeah. Oh, it's massive. It's doing something that no one else is doing.
Yeah.
It really is.
Because they're scared. I mean, they're scared of that avenue now.
Oh, they're scared. You know, love the internet. Internet absolutely great. But some people are scared to kind of do the HQ, the actual physical building.
Grant isn't.
No, that's true. Yeah. And look where he is.
Gary Vee isn't.
No, the big hitters aren't.
Yeah, they're
big
not.
Big hitters are.
Yeah, yeah. I believe that, you know, it's time to separate ourselves from the amateurs and just kind of like take our business and brand to the next level and help millions. Yeah. I believe that's the ultimate goal is to teach millions how to get uncomfortable.
Yes.
And I think we're definitely, well, you know what, forget think. I know that this is the space for us. I'm so happy to have you here in Philadelphia.
Oh, it's a blessing.
Crazy happy to have you as my partner and my friend. And it wasn't long, man. We kind of spoke everything into existence.
Yeah.
And it's been a beauty to watch the growth of this company and to see how many people it already affected.
Yep.
And now I'm just ready for year two. And we're going to pound the pavement harder than before, but it's going to be so strategic.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the battle plan, man.
Battle plan, yes.
The battle plan. And that's what our goals is. And we have tons of comfort killers out here that supports us. And we appreciate that. And we know you're out there. So thank you for being a part of this. Thank you so much for being a part of this far. You're a federal attorney. You're a comfort killer. And I am. Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. Check this out if you're watching now or watching later, listening now or listening later. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Any last words, James?
It's been an absolute blessing here actually at Comfort Killers headquarters right now. We're going to be doing some great, amazing things this coming year. Join the movement. Check out the website. And we will be hitting you up very, very soon.
Damn. Thank you. TheComfortKillers.com, baby. Thank you for watching.